Big Daddy.
Yo, what's happening?
What's up, my brother?
Yeah, everything is good, man. Everything is good.
You look good.
Yeah. Everything is smooth on this side, man. How about yourself, man?
Man, I've been good. You know, trying to stay out the way of that coronavirus.
Yeah.
That thing been taking its toll on us out here.
Tell me about it. Yeah. I've already done lost like 3 good friends, man. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, I lost like 7.
Oh, wow. Glad to hear that, man.
Yeah, like 7 friends in the whole ordeal. But nobody, no family members have been affected so far, you know, just friends.
Right.
But it's definitely been taking a toll on us, man. But you looking good, man. You look young, man.
Hey, you know, some days I feel it. Some days I feel it.
Man, you got to be close to the same age, man. You know, when I was doing my thing, you was doing your thing about the same time. We was out there killing it at the same time, man.
Yeah, I'll be 52 next month, you know.
Yeah. Well, you looking good. You wearing it well.
Thanks a lot, my brother. Thank you.
Yeah. The family, everybody in the family good?
Oh, yeah. We was upstairs watching some cartoon on Netflix with my little one.
How many little ones you got, man?
Well, only one little one. My other one grown. He's 32 years old.
Okay. I have
a 7-year-old, you know, here at the house with me.
You hit the grandpa status yet?
Nah, I started over on my own, man. I got a 7-year-old.
I got like 13 grandkids, man. I'm loaded. Oh, I got a small army. Matter of fact, I just had one 2 weeks ago. We just added a new one to the family. So
that's beautiful, man. That's beautiful.
Man, what's your thoughts on everything that's been going on, you know, with the George Floyd and the protests and, you know, there's been a lot of stuff going on this year, man. The virus.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's been crazy, man. I mean, you know, but, you know, in all honesty, my brother, you know, it's been going on. It's just that now it's being filmed. You know, it ain't nothing new under the sun. You know, this is something that's been going on. It's just that now, because of the camera phones, it's being filmed more frequently, you know?
Right.
But I mean, you know, this the way this police brutality has been, that's nothing new, you know? And I mean, you know, I'm honestly just tired of it, man, because it's just too much. And right now, I just feel like we have political powers that's making it okay, making it justifiable, you know? And I think that's, you know, so detrimental, you know, because I mean, like I said, I got a 7-year-old. This ain't the world I want to raise him up in, man. You know?
Right. Or the way you want to leave it for him when they grow up. How different was it when you was growing up in Brooklyn than it is right now, you would say?
Well, I mean, you know, back then, you know, it honestly wasn't like this, you know? I mean, I've been pulled over, had, you know, cops pull guns on me and all that stuff. But it wasn't just, you know, just so blatant and disrespectful, you know, right, like it is now, you know.
Like they didn't care now that everybody know. Back then, hide it.
Yeah.
No doubt. Exactly. No doubt.